Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see people running through an airport, and you immediately think of that scene from Home Alone. That's what I was thinking when we were the family running through the Denver airport yesterday.
Ross and Rachel.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
I got off the plane!
What made you late for a flight?
What happened?
The story? You want to share? Call? Text? 414-432-1099. We've got the Side and Unlimited text line here in front of us. So my husband is incredible with time management. Something I'm not great at. And he's always the boss of time in our family when we're all together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is always right.
Okay.
But there are unforeseen circumstances. And we were skiing out in Breckenridge, which is 2 hours from Denver, the airport we flew in and out of. So when we flew in, we jumped into our rental, which was a 4x4 truck. It was a great car to take out in the mountains. And they had out in Colorado extreme cold like what we're experiencing here. And that's not normal for those parts.
Oh, so we can thank you, Elizabeth.
We brought it with us.
You put it in your luggage and you brought it here.
Well, right. We had a very early flight that we had to catch. We were leaving at about 9:40 Denver time, and it's a 2-hour drive. So when we were figuring out, okay, what time do we want to leave the mountains to head back? We said we need to leave by 5:30, which should give us plenty of time.
Yeah, because you got to check
hours,
in.
2 hours, we'll get you there at 7:30. Return the rental car. Check Brayson's skis, my skis.
Go through security.
Go through security, that's always a pain. And be fine.
Yeah, okay.
I looked at the weather the night before.
Uh-oh.
And they weren't calling for anything except for this extreme cold.
Just going to be cold. No snow, no sleet.
So we get craziness. Up in the morning, and I look at the map, and I'm said to Eric, okay, it added an extra 20 minutes to our drive time.
What's
and I can see all the windy mountain roads are yellow on the map.
Caution, use
like,
caution.
I'm like, we're going to have to, I mean, we knew we were going to have to go slow. Well, when we get into our car, it's minus 11. I mean, and all the warnings are saying don't be out on the road. It was a little nerve-wracking to think,
yeah, because if you...
We're going to go, and also, we are in the mountains.
Right, I was going to say, you
if
break down.
Something happens to you,
uh-huh.
And there's no street lights or road lights on these highways.
Yikes!
So we start leaving, and we are fishtailing in Breckenridge. We're not even on I-70 yet. And Eric's driving, and he's being really quiet. And so at one point, I whisper to him because Brayson's in the back, and I know he's an adult. I mean, he's a Marine, okay? Like he can handle this, but I'm still protective. So I whisper to Eric, I'm like, "Do we need to come up with a plan B here?" And he's like, "No, we're driving, we're doing this." I'm like, "Oh my god!"
So at this point, it was snowing.
So
the roads were covered, or
it was all ice. Everything was ice.
Oh, because
and
of
when
the
I
temperature?
Said I checked the weather,
oh,
there wasn't
god.
Any snow.
Right.
But on some of these roads. There was snow. These were snow-covered roads. You are seeing trucks on the side of the road with lights that say, put chains on your tires, have to have four-wheel drive. There's like no other cars out. This is 5:30 in the morning. It's pitch black.
Excuse me, and that sleeper, does it sleep three more? Because we might have to take a nap here on the side of the road. Holy cow.
And then it's adding time and adding more and more time. Now, my husband doesn't like to be late for anything. And at one point I said to him, I said, you need to not worry about us adding time.
You just have to get there safely.
Just go slow. We start fishtailing. Oh my gosh, this was, on record, the scariest driving experience I've ever had in my entire life.
And this is 2 hours worth.
Well, it was almost 3 hours.
It was
almost 3 hours after it was all said and done.
God.
I am gripping my hands.
Oh, feel for you.
Not even moving. I am saying so many Hail Marys and my father. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding you. Because I remember thinking, if we fishtail and hit the Like, do you know what's down the side of this cliff? This is a mountainside.
Don't want to find out either. But yeah, must have threw like 8 rosaries together.
And then
right
guess
there.
What else? Our wiper fluid wasn't working because it was so cold. So we finally get the sun came up about 7 o'clock, and that was really, really, really helpful. It was so helpful that we were making it through. I mean, and Eric did great, but I know like this was very, very stressful driving for sure. Because there's also nowhere to pull off and just wait this out. What are we going to wait out? What are we going
to
do?
And you're trying to do 20 miles an hour to be safe and slow, but you're
also then you see semis going by and all the flash lights are saying don't go on the roads and stuff. So we finally make it into Denver, and we've now added at least 35, 40 minutes to the drive time.
But so you made it safely.
We're coming up against it. Yes, but then we remembered we've got to put gas in the rental car. We said we were going to put the gas in the rental car.
Stuff.
So we got to get to the rental car. Cool. Now we can clean the windows. We can't clean the windows. There was nothing to clean the windows
at all.
And we had to hurry up and return the car. So we return the car. We get to Denver, the busiest I've ever seen the airport. I don't know if it's because it was MLK Junior Day or because of these really hot, like cold temps. Other people were having issues.
Oh, sure.
We've already missed boarding. We've missed boarding at this point, and we were priority boarding, so we've already missed boarding.
Uh-oh.
It's 9:13.
They're not coming here. I don't know where they are.
It's 9:13, and we're supposed to board at 9:10, and we get through, we're going through TSA, and they stop Eric, and they have to look in his backpack.
Excuse me, sir. You look suspicious. Hop over here.
And I'm already through security, and so is Brayson, and we're looking back. What is happening? Eric's looking at me like, are you kidding me?
He's like, sir, listen. My son's a Marine. Oh, well, then you need to come over here. Come here. Maybe you're traveling.
It was my fault. I put the JBL speaker in the bag that was supposed to be taken
out. Oops.
So he gets the backpack on.
We see something in here. Looks like a football.
We now have to take a shuttle to get to our gate. And we have to pass through gates B, gates A, get to C. It's the last
way
terminal.
The sure.
So we get off the terminal. We are the second to last gate, C64. It is now 9:23. We hear them say final boarding.
That's it.
For
this
the flight
it.
To Milwaukee.
Uh-oh.
So I look at the boys and I'm like, we need to run. So we're running. So Eric's in cowboy boots.
Now, wait a minute. Your bags are being checked. They got to hopefully get your bags on there while you're running for
I know,
the flight. That's
exactly,
what I would be thinking,
exactly.
too. Like, sure, we're running, but are they really doing it fast enough to get my bags on the plane?
So we finally ran up to the actual gate, C64, and we were the last 3 people to get on this flight. We are just, and we're at altitude, so we're breathing hard
these
trying to
three.
Get on the plane. We aren't sitting anywhere near each other. I think my overhead bag was like 5 rows in front of me.
You're the people that when
we
I sit there and
people.
I go, what are we waiting for? We're waiting for 3 more people. Oh, you 3.
Haven't you wondered like what was the deal? But for us, we thought we left with plenty of time. We didn't expect to have an extra. I said to Eric, I cannot stress enough. I kept saying to him, I do not care if we miss a flight. I do not care. Because I was looking. It was going to be an extra $700 to change the flight. And I said, I don't care.
That's well worth it.
Instead of going off the side of a cliff in the mountain? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So that's what happened. If you were on that flight returning to Milwaukee, now you know why the 3 of us walked on there so late.
And you sucked up all the oxygen in the plane from your breathing.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix.
I'm still breathing heavy from your story. I'm like, I feel for you.
Driving, my husband was driving us out of Breckenridge through the mountains in dangerously cold temps like what we have now. They had gotten snow during some of those mountain towns, and it was very scary driving through that. In pitch black, because this was 5:30 in the morning. And so it made us essentially late for our flight. We did make it on the flight. We were the last 3 people, and we had to run through the airport. The visual is amazing. Eric's in cowboy boots with his jeans trying to run through the airport.
Getting on the plane, sweating now.
I'm in winter boots. Brayson making it look easy in tennis shoes is like up ahead of us.
Watch
but
this.
No, that was us.
Oh my gosh.
And we have a message here from the text line, the Sighting Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. This person says, the flight that I was on made me late for my next flight. That can happen.
Oh yeah.
And
right,
I had to run across O'Hare in a minute and a half to try and make my other flight that was going to Germany.
Ugh.
Needless to say, I did not make it. They ended up putting me on the next flight out, but I didn't get to Germany till really late, and it sucked. It's definitely not easy running through an airport with a suitcase on wheels. LOL. Well, I also got caught behind this really cute family with a toddler that was in between the mom and dad, and they were holding hands and like swinging this kid.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
I finally was like, I'm sorry, I gotta get through.
Get out of my way!
I like shouldered the dad.
I have dogs to get home to.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I gonna make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.